This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code WONDERY for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Wondery and use code WONDERY at checkout.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You got mail.
Hello, everyone. Elise here, just popping in to remind you that this week we do not have a new episode, but never fear because we are unlocking a doozy of an episode from our Patreon vault. This is an edition of our series Search History, which you know is our series where we go back and break down a viral discourse from the past. Casual reminder that if you subscribe to our Patreon at the $10 level, you'll get 2 search histories a month, and one of them will be on a topic that you voted on. If you subscribe at the $5 level, you'll get 1 search history a month, plus all of our other episodes and access to our Discord community. And if you subscribe at the $1 level, you will get 1 fresh extra episode a month. And if you head on over to our Patreon now, you might even notice a very fun Patreon exclusive announcement waiting just for you. So check that out, get into it. The Patreon community is popping, the Discord community is popping, and please enjoy this edition of Search History.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Go Touch Grass.
Yeah, you like me clapping us in and then it's not even, I got too excited.
It's all right. The clap is great, but like, you know.
Yeah.
No clap. The episode's still going to begin, as it has.
As it has.
Wow, guys. Today we're doing a topic that we've teased for a long time. We've had you guys vote on it a couple of times, and it always, like, it never quite wins.
Yeah,
but then the people then comment and say, we want to hear about this.
I was going to make a Kamala metaphor, but then Trump won the popular vote, so I
it's like, no, it didn't quite win,
but you know, he didn't sweep. Yeah, he swept Electoral College, but the percentage or the actual amount of people that voted for him over Kamala was not that huge.
Yeah, and when you factor in like people who just didn't vote at all, it's really not that much huge of a percentage of the country that voted for him, but he did win and he's the president and he's been doing all kinds of stuff. That's not what we're talking about today.
I'm like, am I gonna be a Kamala bro like the Bernie bros 8 years after being like, Kamala, whatever that.
Guys, today we are talking about the infamous feud between beauty YouTubers James Charles and Tati Westbrook. I was saying this to Millie before beginning the episode. I knew about like the contours of this. I did not realize that this fight was conducted mainly via 40-minute long YouTube videos. So I had to watch so many 40-minute long YouTube videos. I watched them on 2x speed.
I know. I'm like, I hope on 2x speed.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, those YouTubers will milk something. Yeah. They'll be like, get ready with me. And then they'll like walk around the house, get a cup of ice. And I'm like,
yeah,
what is this?
Well, so I did look it up. And the longer, and especially now that we're on YouTube, these are good things to know. But the longer a video, the more money you can potentially make off of it. Like longer videos in general make more money. I'm not sure how like the math actually shakes out, if it's like based on just like watch time or whatever. But either way, like that has to be why that's how so much of this fight is conducted.
So like right now, the things that determines monetization is like subscribers and public watch hours. So we have to get to 4,000 watch hours,
right,
to qualify. So it's like they do something where watch hours, and I was just thinking the 4-hour Star Wars thing. There's this 7-hour series that I watched like the first 2 hours of, where it's just the ship of Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler from Law and Order. But it's literally every single clip from every single episode that has ever been made.
Wow.
Over the span of 20 years or something. And then 7 hours. And I'm like, this bitch is probably making so much
money. Yeah, that's the thing, is that it's like, if you know that you are a part of such a viral thing as this, which we will talk about how crazy viral both of these people and this feud was at the time. Yeah. You know, people are going to watch your whole 40-minute long YouTube video, so do it. So that's why these videos going back and forth are all 40 minutes long. And ipso facto, I'm watching 40-minute long YouTube videos of these people talking directly to camera, being like, and these are the receipts and the screenshots. And I'm like, oh, my God. So let's, like, just dive in.
Yeah, because
there's a lot going on here. First, background on our two main characters. We'll start with James Charles. James Charles is an American beauty YouTuber and makeup artist. He is currently 25 years old, which means he was born in the year 1999.
Interesting.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
I was just saying this to my sister, but when someone, I was saying this to my sister.
Bye, sister.
Bye, sister. Put a pin in that. I was saying to my sister, because I was talking about Trump's weird 27-year-old press secretary, that when someone is younger than my little sister, that's when I start to get upset.
Oh, it gets creepy.
Yeah. I'm like, no one should be younger than me, as Marsha has her song, everyone should be my exact same age. But no one should be younger than me, but really no one should be younger than my younger sibling. Yeah. That's not, I thought we stopped making new ones after that.
Yeah, it's interesting to like engage with people younger. Well, I thought you were going to say 2000 because Ice Spice famously was born on January 1st, 2000.
Oh, my gosh. She is like the epitome of the new millennium. Exactly. She really kind of is.
But 1999, that's crazy.
No, 1999.
I feel like I've known him forever.
I know. He started his YouTube channel in 2015, and he popped off for the first time after a video of himself taking his senior. So it's like a video of him retaking his senior portrait for school with a ring light and makeup that went viral in September of 2016. So starts the YouTube channel in 2015. By late 2016, that's when he has his like first big video, and he's 17 at the time. In October 2016, he became the first male brand ambassador for CoverGirl mascara. Mm-hmm. He currently has, get ready for these numbers, I don't think that we've dealt with numbers of this level really before. 24 million YouTube subscribers.
That's crazy.
20 million Instagram followers.
That's crazy.
40.6 million followers on TikTok.
I'm choking. 40 million for James Charles. But you know
it's
what?
It's crazy because he started so young and his fan base is young and has been young. And I think he's. So I think he's only gaining. Like, I think you,
but
you know.
I also think, like, I call this my girl's theory. Mm-hmm. There's probably better examples. But to me, he was the first young white guy who was doing makeup that was actually 15. And was doing like...
Because Jeffree Star was there, but Jeffree Star was much older.
Jeffree Star was older. Yeah.
And Jeffree Star is involved. Trigger warning, Jeffree Star is involved in what we're talking about today.
Yeah, I just feel like James Charles really was like... I feel like now it's more normal to see a teenage gay boy where like full on like... I'm not talking about eyeliner. I'm saying like... contour, a beat with eyebrows filled in and colored thing. And I feel like James Charles was probably like mask presenting in many ways, but still doing that. I feel like he was the first. And why I call it my girl's theory is like, when you're the first of your kind, you're always going to have a claim and you're always going to have, even if you might not be the best version of what you are.
You're going to, but because, but because it's the first time the people first saw thing. It.
So like, I feel like girls was like, no, it's so, I'm like, how good, because everyone's like, it's the best show ever, blah, blah, blah. It, you know, women are flawed characters. And I'm just like, I just feel like it's your attachment to first seeing this.
Yeah.
Versus like the but it also there is quality.
There is a value to like setting up the trope, I yeah. guess. But I agree that like
so
I think he
I
was
think
the
James
first.
Charles, yeah.
I think he was the first of what you're talking about. Because yes, Jeffree Star was before, but it was all like adult. He was the first peer.
Peer and adult, and like also he's very like emo-y scene.
Yeah, he was like Jeffree Star was like kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay.
Jeffree Star, wait. Is scary.
It's, yeah, he remains scary to this day. And
judge a book by its
here.
Cover in that sense. Yeah.
Okay, who is Tati Westbrook?
That she fell off. I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't hear about her
numbers. Her numbers are not going to match up to what James Charles is doing. But Tati Alexandra Westbrook is also an American YouTuber and makeup artist. She started out as like an image consultant or something along those lines.
See,
like,
I don't even know what, the, like, what do you mean?
I think she would be like, Millie, you should do your hair like this and your makeup like this. Like
oh,
you should do.
Okay. Like they have those glow up. They do you yeah. see those on TikTok?
Yeah, she's like a glow up manager.
Yeah. Glow up manager. She's like, well, you got to do this. It's always like, just get fillers.
Yeah, exactly.
Fill in your eyebrows and get fillers.
She's currently 42 years old. She's born in 1982. So significantly,
older.
Significant
yeah,
age difference.
That's mama.
Yes. She started her YouTube channel originally called Glam Life Guru, which is another way to say glow up manager. In 2010. So James Charles is
so
gets
she
on.
5 years, she got 5 years in the game. More.
Yes, and like is a professional.
Yeah, she probably worked real jobs. Yeah.
According to Newsweek, Westbrook is widely considered to be the progenitor of YouTube's beauty scene and the mother of the YouTube beauty community. So just like James Charles is the first to do it in the way we just talked about, she was like the first to do it.
Yeah, ever. Because yeah. I feel like a lot of these apps, like probably YouTube was like mostly guys and it was like tech stuff. So yeah. Like, yeah,
just
somebody doing makeup on camera is like interesting.
Yeah, and again, I'm not an expert on like the history of the YouTube beauty scene, but I do wonder if the Jeffree Star situation, what was on YouTube was kind of geared towards the extreme. And I think yeah. Tati Westbrook is doing kind of like, I mean, she would do like full beats and stuff, but she would do like a more accessible look that like maybe like an average woman would. And beauty and product reviews and stuff. Like I think it was more accessible to like an everyday person type vibe.
But I feel like if she was one of the first, I'm like, I feel like there wasn't never really video tutorials on how to do your eyeshadow or your makeup. I'm like, the first person, that's got to be huge.
Well, I remember getting fucking magazines when I was a kid yeah. and it would tell you in the magazine how to do stuff and I could never recreate it because
yeah,
it's so
hard.
Much better to be able to see it. So anyway, she pioneered that.
So what's her numbers now, Elise?
Her numbers now are 8 million on YouTube, so that ain't bad. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We'll take
we'll
it.
We'll take it. That's nothing to laugh at.
Yeah, we would love 8 million
I'm going to look up Club Shay Shay's numbers.
We're going for Club Shay Shay, but 8 million on YouTube, I'll take. 2 million on Instagram and 207,000 on TikTok, which I think... Or 207,000.
That's okay, because she's...
Also okay, listen, she's making plenty of money online, but I do think that that speaks to, like, James Charles is of the one generation of YouTube beauty person,
yeah, I would say,
and
yeah.
she's a completely different... Yeah, he might even be too removed.
I'll say this, Club Shay Shay, they have 3.8 million followers.
Wow. So. But she's, you know, again, I think it's also about, like, the build of like yeah. being an early adopter, being on and everything, starting super early. And okay, she launched her cosmetic line, Tati Beauty, in 2019, which will eventually close, which she announced in a 9-minute long video titled Why I'm Closing Tati Beauty, citing the pandemic and legal troubles. But the brand that we are concerned with today is her brand, Halo Beauty, founded in 2018, which sells vitamin supplements.
Okay.
That's the brand that, whatever. So before we get into the drama, I want to talk about the two of them together. I would say vibe-wise, again, kind of different generations. Tati's obviously a much older woman.
Yeah.
He's a child. She's an adult woman. And so by that token, James Charles is a much messier person. He has controversies. We'll talk about them. He fights with other people. He's more like in the mess. And yeah. Tati is a little more like mother.
Yeah.
You know, well, she's fucking... also,
yeah, because she got shit to lose.
Yeah. And like, she's like 36 years old at this point. Then again, she is eventually going to get in a fight with this young boy and do a bunch of weird stuff. But I, in general, he's messy and she's polished, I would say.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
that's kind of before the drama. The two of them were frequent collaborators. He was always calling her mom. They became friends after he like slid into her DMs and was like, you know, you're such an inspiration to me, blah, blah, blah. She kind of takes him under her wing. She started using her platform to support him, his channel, his work. This will come up later, but like, I guess he had like a code for that like Morphe palette that was really popular for a while. Yeah, I have one still.
And Morphe fucking closed.
She would always be like, use code James when she was like promoting the Morphe palette. Like she kind of, you know, she took him under her wing. She liked him. They were so close that he did her wedding makeup.
Wow.
Yes. In a now deleted post of a picture of her getting her makeup done on her wedding day, she wrote, "So blessed to have this amazing soul in my life. James M. Charles, thank you for helping me feel so beautiful on such an important day. Your talent is out of this world, but you as a person are even more impressive and special. I'm keeping you close as a friend forever. Love you so much, sister."
I don't know if I want James Charles to do my wedding makeup. Isn't the point of wedding makeup to be extremely kind of boring. Like,
yeah, I mean, it depends on who you are. I personally like a more natural look. You want to look like pretty. I don't know. But again, we're talking like 2016 to 2019 where so people the makeup done. Try.
I'm going to look it up. Tati Westbrook with wedding photos.
Yeah, look it up because I do think that like if we're remembering the vibe of makeup at that time, it was like a heavy contour. And if you're a makeup person, you might want to be pulling.
I just know that look. Like bridal, like when you look up bridal makeup, it's always like way more, yeah. You know, and I just think I associate James Charles with like a glittery like lid and all that. So that's why I'm like, I don't know if I would want
him to do my wedding makeup.
Yeah, because if you're doing like a, if you're wearing like a $5,000 dress, you don't want to. Her makeup looked fine, you know?
Yeah, you know, if he can do the dramatic stuff, he can probably do... Yeah, it looks... I think like, that looks yeah, like regular makeup.
Exactly.
But either way, also, I do think... I mean, we remember what 2016 makeup was. It was, like, very, very intense.
Girl, how old was she? Because this guy looks like 50.
I think she's, like, 36, 30... But I don't know. This guy, I don't know
the guy she's marrying. Did not. Oh my god! Not fan.
Oh no! People are showing. Millie's showing me fan art of Tati Westbrook and her husband. Okay, we have to get to the
point. Their wedding photos. Sorry. Yeah. that's just even crazy.
That's okay, but you know what? That speaks to how very popular the popularity of this woman and the sentiment around her.
I get the sense. So they love each other, mother and son.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to return now to the year 2019. We know nothing about what is to come. Donald Trump is president.
Donald Trump, we know something.
So we know it's
darkness
like...
Darkness has fallen upon us.
Yeah, we're not totally wide-eyed and innocent. We're not in Obama goggles
anymore. We're not
anymore.
In Obama goggles
but,
anymore.
We don't know how deep and dark things can go.
I remember when Ariana... She came, like, she wrote the song No Tears Left to Cry.
And Ariana will come up again. Yeah. Everyone comes up again in
Everyone
this story.
Comes up again. But, like, I think it was before Mac Miller died. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the bomb or something. Like, and she got
one of the horrible things. That
like, she, all this shit. And then she's like, LOL, guys, remember 2 years ago when I said there were no more tears left to cry? I had no idea.
Nope.
And that's how it feels.
There were more. And tears are shed over what we're about to talk about. So, okay, 2019. Tati is 37 at this point. James is 20. It all begins on April 22nd, 2019, when James Charles posts a swipe up Instagram story while at Coachella promoting Sugar Bear Hair. Do you remember Sugar Bear Hair?
I don't. I can't say
Sugar
it.
Bear Hair was like a very viral meme. It's like flat tummy tea yeah. or like super bloom, like these like viral health things yeah. that come up. It had a moment in 2019. It was whatever their marketing budget is. Like they had all the Kardashians eating Sugar Bear Hair, which at that time they were like, their stock was way up in yeah. the culture, you know? It's not
they
like,
weren't going to Trump's inauguration.
No,
they were posting about how cunty Melania looks.
No, not at all. And go back to listen. Millie did a great episode about how they're potentially in their flop era now, but that's not that we're not in now. They were not in their flop era then. And to get them posting Instagram stories of your multivitamin cost a lot of fucking money.
It's so crazy because 5 years later, I don't even know.
It still exists because I went online, but like, yeah, no Sugar Bear Hair completely fell out.
That's what I mean. Like, it was the shit, you know?
It was super popular among the Bachelor girlies. Okay, right.
Like, so not me, yeah.
Yeah, it was in the white girl influencer yeah. world. Sugar Bear Hair okay. was really, really popular.
That's what you had to say.
Really, really popular.
The girls that are like now, like, so mad at Matt James for
yes.
breaking up with his slave reenactment wearing girlfriend.
Yes, put a pin in that discourse. Put a pin in that. Anyway, I tried to see, be like, is there controversy around it? Not really, other than that it's like, it's not really clear if it works. And it's
the sugar bear hair.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's
a gummy bear that grows your hair. Like, yeah.
It has biotin and like vitamin. It has stuff in it. Any multivitamin that's like hair, skin, and nails, it has that stuff in it.
Yeah.
And it's a gummy bear.
Who knows how much, like, it, yeah.
There wasn't stuff that said definitively, like, it didn't. I just think, I don't know. It's like a scammy multivitamin, yeah, whatever, yeah. that the Kardashians eat. I don't know. So I tried to find the original swipe up that he posted, but I could only find a screenshot. So just for proof purposes, I'm showing Millie the screenshot. He's holding the Sugar Bear Hair. And this was back in the day when, like, I even feel like having a swipe up.
Not everyone had it.
Yeah, like not. You
had to be verified.
And now links, you tap. You don't even do the swipe up thing for links. So this is, again, like all of this
old
school.
Yeah, but if you share a story with someone with a link, God forbid.
Instagram will suppress any story that has a link on it because they don't want you to leave the app.
They're so.
Yeah. But anyway, that put a pin in that.
People,
honestly.
Guess what, Elise? I went on Threads the other day. People are really using Threads.
Oh, no, people love Threads. The people who are on Threads love Threads, but they hate each other because they're all yelling at each other. Threads is so fucking weird. Threads is the weirdest place online.
I don't know if it could be weird. No, not Twitter. Twitter is getting crazy.
Yeah, but Twitter, I don't know. At least there is like jokes and levity, like
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Threads is like the vibe on
sincere,
Threads is
yeah.
so insane.
Yeah. My friend who's like a bisexual healing painter, like does
that's
so well on Threads.
Yeah. Yes. That is exactly what does well on Threads. And God bless.
God bless
bisexual healing painters. Anyway, Sugar Bear Hair. The reason this is a big deal is because Sugar Bear Hair is a direct competitor to Tati's multivitamin.
That's fucked up.
Halo Beauty. So James's story goes up saying that, you know, he likes Sugar Bear Hair. He says something, I guess, because I saw it referenced other times that it was helping him with anxiety and helping him sleep.
Okay.
I'm like, Sugar Bear Hair?
Okay.
Girl. It doesn't even claim to do that. I love promoting a scammy multivitamin and adding more stuff to what it supposedly does.
Listen, people keep getting crazy with the. I was telling you,
it cured my gut health. It did all this. Like, it just says it grows your hair. Like,
yeah. Well, I was telling Elise, I was watching Scamanda, and this girl lied about having cancer, blah, blah, blah. But then this lady's like, yeah, she also said that she's studying her PhD in psychology at Stanford. And she also said that she's pregnant. But I said, how are you pregnant? You have cancer. She said, oh, well, the pregnancy got rid of the cancer. And then what? I'm just like, babe, you got to stick to one.
You know what? This is a digression, but it's important because of what you just said. I have watched some amount of I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, right? And I was curious. And one of the episodes that I will never forget is the woman didn't know that she was pregnant because she had MS. So a lot of like the symptoms of her MS, like it made sense, right? When you're like, oh, okay, I actually understand how you didn't know you were pregnant. After she had the babies, her MS went away. Yes, she had twins and her MS went away.
Ooh.
Like,
that's crazy.
I was like, oh.
That's crazy.
So anyway, I think about that episode all the time. But we have to get back to
it. No, there is some shit that cures, but not cancer.
Yeah, no, not cancer, but I obviously that other woman was lying, but it just reminded me that I was like, oh, but there was that crazy episode of I didn't know I was pregnant. I guess also, I don't think it's like your MS so doesn't go away.
You say you only watch prestige dramas, and that's why you couldn't do Desperate Housewives. But then you're like, I need prestige drama. Then you're like,
I swing in moods. Like I
but it's so extreme.
It is extreme.
I'm like, there's no in between. I'm between either like Tudors.
Tudors is actually kind of in between the two, because Tudors is ridiculous. But I swing in extremes. Yeah. So I'll be in the mood for like only prestige dramas and like that's all I can watch. And then I'll swing in the other and I'll be like, 600 I just pound watched. Sisters. Yeah. My 600
I'm like, sisters. I don't even watch that shit.
And I'll watch all of it. Like I'll absorb all of it over the course of like a 2 week period. And then I'll be like, I have to get back to my prestige dramas. And that's just how it happens. Anyway, James Charles posts the story promoting Sugar Bear Hair. Then Tati posts a story of her own in which she is visibly upset. This was extremely hard to find, but I did find it embedded into another YouTube video. So here we go. We're going to watch the original Tati Westbrook story.
Journalism.
Hey guys, who is having a crappy day? Raise your hand right now. I just wanted to hop on. I don't even really know why. I never get in these moods to just like vent or do a rant or anything like that, but I'm literally sitting here in my studio like I can't film, and this never happens to me where I feel like I'm here, I know what I should be doing, I should be working, I should film, and I just can't because I'm stressed out and I feel really lost, and I feel in my community especially like I feel really lonely. And through this whole journey of YouTube, I feel like I have been someone who's been super supportive to my friends. And it's been really crap to feel like, not that you should do things to get support, but like, you know, friends should support one another. That's how it should be. And, you know, I'm having one of those days where it's like smacked in my face of what's what, and having to take a look at things and realize what they are and not wanting to realize what they are, you know? So I guess I'm kind of hopping on here to share with you guys, like me and you, because at the end of the day, that's all it's ever been, is me and my audience. You guys matter so much to me. And the reason I started this was not for fame or money. And I have to really be in that all the time, like in that mindset. And it's made it really easy to say no to a lot of things while other people have said yes. And my story here on YouTube has just been different, and I like that.
She hasn't really said anything.
But it comes with
word salad.
Some disappointment, you know. I'm having a rough one. And I guess I just felt like sharing that with you guys.
Story.
I know, that's why it keeps clipping.
So maybe you don't get lost in...
You should switch to 1-800-CONTACTS because it's
super easy, so cheap.
Oh my God, it's literally, I think that...
It was so long that they had
so
to put
it was so long there
commercial.
Was an ad in the middle of the fucking video. Okay, I think that's enough.
I mean, her skin looks great.
She's very beautiful. I mean, she's a beautiful girl.
I don't know, but like I'm saying, the skin, like you could tell their skincare. It just reminds me of like the Justin Baldoni. It's just like you guys act like it's the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean, this is, as you can tell, she's quite upset about this 20-year-old who is her friend, posting the sugar brand. Which, whatever. Anyway, the point is, that goes up. She never says James Charles's name. Like, she never says his name, but people very quickly figure out that this is related to the sugar bear hair story. Because people can fit. The internet is, when you have fans of this level, because, like, a lot of their fans are young and have been following them for a long time and have, like, know all the lore, they figured this out pretty much immediately.
Yeah.
So then now my guess is James Charles starts getting tagged and stuff. People are saying, oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. People, the chatter online is happening. So then James posts an Insta story of his own. It's just a text-based story. He says, I want to publicly apologize to my close friend, Tati. She's been like a mother to me since my first days in this industry and has given me more love, support, resources, and advice than I could ever ask for. This weekend, I did an Instagram story for sleep vitamins that I've been taking. But they're not sleep vitamins.
Yeah, you said it cured your anxiety. And
I don't understand why he keeps saying sleep vitamins. I'm like, unless there's a whatever. Anyway, they were for hair.
People said that because then it's like, oh, it's not a competitor if yeah. it's sleep.
That I did an Instagram story for sleep vitamins that I've been taking because the brand helped me with security when a crowd around me at Coachella became unsafe. I did not accept any money for the post. As most of you know, Tati has a vitamin brand, which I take on a daily basis. But in the moment, I did not think about the competition, which was a major oversight. I've supported Tati both online and off, like she has done for me. And I'm devastated that I hurt someone that I truly love and have endless respect for. So with just this initial three Insta stories, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot of things, Delise.
Wow.
I'm feeling like, one, I'm like, this is why it's hard with these kind of corporate relationships, because like, these aren't really your friends. They are like business thing. But then also then you kind of got to treat it like business. And like, I don't know. But I was kind of like, when I just heard Tati's story and I didn't see the James thing, I'm like, look, Tati, like, if James got money, like, then, you know what I mean? Like, it's business. Like, you know, sometimes that's going to happen. I was on James's side until I heard that he's actually a brand ambassador for Halo Beauty. Or like,
no, he's not.
But basically, he has done ads.
No, he never did any ads for Halo Beauty. That's a thing that comes up later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm even less on James' side. And the story wasn't Sugar Bear Hair helped me with security. Their brand team is the best. It was take this vitamin.
Yeah.
And James isn't stupid. Why would you do that for free? So something fishy's there. But I also am like, yeah, I think somebody who's 37 in business and somebody who's 20, like, they don't understand the different things. But so that's why I'm like, maybe he doesn't understand exclusivity clauses. But then if he didn't even want to promote it for the like, that's crazy. So
yeah, that'll come up later. But basically, When I first saw the initial three shots fired, yeah, right, I was like, part of the Tati reaction felt like cringe and over the top to me. But then at the same time, the Coachella story seems weird. I'm like, I don't know what I think about that. Well, we will get more information about that. But in this initial moment, I was like, okay, I don't know what I think about that. And also, to me personally, I'm just like, again, at this point, Sugar Bear Hair was at a level of like Instagram virality that it was almost a mark of how famous or influential you are to do a Sugar Bear Hair ad. So my feeling is,
it's like Savage Fenty.
Yeah, like to get that ad, because again, all the Kardashians are doing Sugar Bear Hair, which, and they're at like the peak of their virality. So for you to do it shows that you're kind of one of the huge people of Instagram influencing at this point. So I kind of feel like one of the unsaid things of this is that, of course, James Charles wanted to do the Sugar Bear Hair ad because it would make him look really cool.
Yeah.
Because everyone who's anyone online is doing Sugar Bear Hair and no one really gives a fuck about Tati's Halo Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, that's your friend. And that's your mother who brought you into the industry. So I get her feeling sad, but I'm also like, but he's also 20 and like.
Yeah, I would be like, hey, I talked to my managers. They said I should do this ad. It's paying me a lot of money. You haven't really like,
yeah,
whatever. And then.
Yeah, or just, I don't know. So anyway, that's the initial back and forth. So Tati does not respond publicly to the story, but obviously just these initial three shots, the beauty community is all in a tizzy. The YouTubers are YouTubing. Much of the sentiment is initially pretty anti-James and pro-Tati, though it is like split.
Yeah.
Just because like James Charles is kind of someone people love to hate in general in a different way than Tati.
Yeah.
Because he has controversies and I don't think that she really did.
Yeah.
Or at least they weren't coming up in the way that when I researched this story, his come up.
I just feel like somebody who's younger is just always going to be more
risky. Yeah, it's going to be messier online. Exactly. So like, he's got various scandals, whatever, either way. Also, at this point, James Charles's mom gets involved and starts like liking anti-Tati comments and also responding to responding to comments, which starts inflaming things even more because why? People are like, oh my God, James Charles's mom is doing this. So there's one, I looked at a couple screenshots. There's a comment on a Tati Westbrook post that says, am I dumb? How is James promoting other gummies this huge betrayal? Like there are 1,000 billion YouTubers with products that are technically competition. Like James's eyeshadow is technically a direct competition to Jeffrey's eyeshadow if we're using this logic, right? There's different vitamins for different needs. I bought Halo because I trust in Tati. James mentioning other gummies means nothing. This drama feels manufactured, or maybe there's something else going on here. And James Charles's mom responded, well said.
Oh, shit.
And then someone else wrote to Tati, you are one of the only gurus that is mature and genuine. It breaks my heart to see people take advantage of your kindness. Those people don't even deserve the ground they stand on. And James Charles's mom goes, used by her how? So,
oh, okay, that James used her.
Yeah, so James Charles's mom is now also inflaming things. Then people are posting the James Charles's mom comments. Then James Charles is DMing people and being like, take the stuff down about my mom. You shouldn't be involving my mom. And they're like, your mom involved herself. So now, like, things are happening. And a big part of this is something that I knew existed, but I didn't know there was a name for it. It's called YouTube drama channels that are just like channels that recap drama online, which makes me wonder, is the Go Touch Grass YouTube a drama channel? Are we a drama channel?
I mean, I feel like like Austin Green, I'm always using his stuff. I'm 100% sure he's a drama channel.
Yeah.
There's that girl on TikTok that's Niche Tea. I think that we are not YouTube drama channel, but I would say a drama channel. Yeah,
I think we are a drama channel. I don't think we have the aesthetics of a drama channel because a regular drama channel is usually like, I think
one
person to camera and then they'll pull screenshots and put stuff up. It's like more in the YouTuber
format.
We're
in studio and we're funny.
And we're funny. And we do other stuff.
And we do other stuff.
We do other stuff outside. But anyway, yeah, I think we're a drama channel.
If I got tomorrow, someone's like, make a drama YouTube girl.
Yeah, and they said, we're going to pay you a bunch of money. Come on.
Yeah.
So we now get to our first 40-minute
long video.
And it's not even the video.
Oh my God.
So, on May 4th, 2019, beauty YouTuber Gabriel Zamora, who's like another big young YouTube guy, posts a 40-minute makeup tutorial in which he addresses the drama with some pro-James sentiment. So we're going to watch like a tiny clip of that video.
I don't get where the betrayal was. Like, okay, the mom thing, cool, I get it. Y'all can't be surprised at someone's mom. Like, that's her child. Like, I'm not surprised. Okay, if we're keeping it 100, this is just my opinion. And I'm just going based off of, let's first go based off of what we just seen on the internet, right? IG stories were posted. Moments later, she's crying on the internet. There's no communication. Personal communication behind the scenes. It's made out to be this big, like, thing. James apologizes on IG stories. Correct me if I'm wrong down below. He apologizes on IG stories. Then all these videos are made because it's literally my recommended. Because, like, it's, like, popular videos, like, with thousands of views. Is this is this true? Like, you know, sometimes you look at a video and you're like, is this true? Let me just click on it. I know a little bit more. So sometimes I'm able to kind of like decipher the nonsense a little bit more. So then I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay. So all these videos are being made where James is made out to be this horrible human being. And I'm just confused as to what happened. Oh, it's about loyalty. It's the loyalty aspect of it. And I'm like, wait, no, but what was done? For me, it looks like someone posted IG stories and then someone cried. I'm like confused because I'm like, wait, what did this person do? Like, I'm just still confused as to what did James do? What happened to Tati? I looked into it because you have to understand multiple perspectives, right? In this situation, I was like, okay, loyalty.
I'm confused. Did he start with a bare face?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm like, he's not powdering anything on his face. He's better than, and it's distracting me from what he's saying because he's not really saying, what is he saying? Like, he's saying, like, this isn't that serious.
Yeah, that's kind of his overall feeling. And then there is just one final thing that he says that I want to get to because it leads
But basically,
us.
Up to this, he's saying, like, James apologized. Tati should just let it go. Yeah. What did he actually do that was wrong?
Yeah, like, is it really that bad for him to post sugar bear hair?
Yeah, okay.
That whole support thing, I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. Only thing I can think of as to why she was upset is because he posted that sugar bear hair thing. Well, that's her number one competitor. And I'm like, well, sugar bear hair was around before her. Homeboy is exclusive to her, so he cannot promote. Like, that's the only thing I'm like. And then some people were like, well, there's more behind the scenes stuff. Y'all swear y'all know behind the scenes stuff.
That behind the scenes line is the one that I wanted to get to because according to Tati, there is more behind the scenes. Also, as soon as you pointed out that he was not powdering his face with anything, I like couldn't say it. I couldn't look away.
No, it's like what that really pisses me off when someone says, get ready with me. And they just already have a full face of makeup.
This is like truly like 40 minutes.
Yeah. It's
well, the video is 40.
It's 25 minutes in. So that's why I asked you if he started with a bare face.
Yeah, he did. And that's not one that I watched the entire thing. I skipped ahead to where once I realized that the entire video wasn't about that, I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to where he addresses this.
Yeah, they talk about other shit. And then
this guy, he's like answering questions from Twitter about a bunch of different things. And one of the questions was about this. So that was his Gabriel Zamora's thing. That video starts getting viral. People start talking about, oh, Gabriel Zamora, like, commented and, like, he came for Tati and blah, blah, blah. So in direct response to that video, Tati goes on her channel and drops a 43-minute video titled "By Sister." Okay. Sister, by the way, is what James Charles calls his fans.
Oh.
So there's a little bit. It's very Swiftian.
Yeah.
there's a hidden message. By sister, there's layers there.
Yeah.
So the original "By Sister" has been deleted. And actually, like, it did take me a second to find it. But I
really?
Did find it.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, Chris.
That's one thing is Tati Westbrook deletes everything. James Charles leaves everything up. So
there's more honor in leaving it up, I feel.
I know. And I'm like, in this moment, I did feel that. But anyway, I did find it. And I did watch the entire thing at 2x speed. But I took notes for us here because we can't be.
No, we're not.
We can't be playing ball a by sister. No. We can't be watching ball of by sister here today.
We don't get monetized by the minute. Bitch.
No, exactly.
We just like to yap. And that's why all our shit is long.
So, okay. In by sister, Tati, with a very similar vibe to that Insta story, though she is wearing like. She has like a glitter eye. Yeah, she has like a full beat. She's got like purple eyeshadow. I mean, she looks great. But yeah, she's not like stripped down crying like in the IG story.
I have a question
yes.
for you. This is a moral dilemma that I feel like we might have to answer on the pod. But what do you think of people who record themselves crying?
I can't understand the impulse to do that. And so I really struggle with that. Because I cannot imagine ever doing it. I really struggle.
Yeah, I feel like the same. And I feel like that's been coming up a lot because of Selena Gomez.
But then, did you see the Trump administration, like, said shit about her? I'm like, okay, well, now this is getting really crazy.
But and she's the biggest person on Instagram, of course. Like,
anyway, okay. We have to put a pin in that. But no, I have been also thinking about crying online as a thing. There is part of me that's like, but if you are used to putting your whole life online, maybe you don't, you're not, you don't have the same feeling as me, but I just could never imagine crying online. I just really can't. But she's not crying in this video. She's actually very
like Karen.
Yeah. She'll cry in other videos. She'll cry again. She's crying, but she's not crying in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Two camera, full beat. She's giving her side of the story. Bye, sister. She says that she posted the Instagram story basically after James shot her a text to be like, hey, girl, I'm going to promote Sugar Bear Hair on my story. It's no big. And this, like, blindsided her.
Oh,
and she was very upset.
Okay. So he did give a heads up.
He did give a heads up before the story was posted, but not, I guess, like, like, it was kind of more like, I just did this, by the way. Forgiveness rather than permission type situation.
Yeah.
And she was blindsided because James had told her that he didn't like Sugar Bear Hair. So that's one thing. Then she said that James had told her that he previously wouldn't promote Halo because he has like 12-year-old followers or whatever. And he's like, I don't think it's right
that's
to promote
really
a vitamin.
Nice.
I know. I'm like, that actually is a great thing. Like, that's actually really ethical to not promote like weird vitamins to your followers. So I'm like, that's actually legit. But then he did promote the Sugar Bear Hair. So I don't know. And she was like, you're going to say that a vitamin helps you sleep when you have 12-year-old followers and it looks like a gummy bear. And I'm like, I mean.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, there you go. She claims that she made the Bye Sister video because James had been talking to drama channels. Mm-hmm. So James had been going around, she said, like feeding information to drama channels. And then the video that we just watched came out and she was getting tagged and she was very upset. And she was like, I don't even know Gabriel Zamora. But then, like, later she posts one video where she references being around Gabriel Zamora. So I'm like, so do you know Gabriel Zamora? What is the truth? What is the truth? Tati. And I couldn't even get into that. But I did it in the many 40-minute long YouTube videos I watched. I was like, wait, I thought you said you didn't know Gabriel Zamora. Anyway, she also talks about how she and her husband, who like used to be big at CAA, which for listeners is like one of the major casting agencies.
Yeah.
So he used to be big at CAA. And I guess they like, you know, she really did take James Charles under her wing. She's talking about how they helped him with a lot of management stuff, with business deals, getting him the right moves, giving him advice.
Because I feel like that helped for him to get.
Absolutely.
Like, thing is, like, he really managed it well.
Yeah, like, absolutely. And some of that, she says, was, like, under the advice of her husband.
Unpaid, of course.
Yeah, of course. She mentions that she always promoted his Morphe palette code. And she says that she worked with him even though, you know, it would bring heat to her because he's always getting in trouble. And she was sick of having to always apologize for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. This is where we get into this really weird territory where she also makes these comments about how James Charles is always going after straight guys and how he's always trying to talk about wanting to convert straight guys. And she says that he was talking inappropriately about a waiter at her birthday party and like saying he wanted to fuck the waiter and the waiter was straight and that his comments were so inappropriate. She had to apologize to her family and everyone at her birthday party. And I'm like, oh, yeah, don't have a 20-year-old at your birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to have a classy dinner, I don't know.
But, yeah, I get both sides.
Yeah, it's like, I do.
I helped you out. You got to act right in front of my fucking family. And then the other side's like, well, he's a 20-year-old gay guy. Like, what do you want from him?
And he's, like, messy. I don't know. I agree with you that, like, I see both sides of it where it's like, yeah, definitely don't do that at my birthday dinner. Like, my fucking parents are here. Why are you talking about trying to fuck a straight guy? And also, if you have a messy 20-year-old friend and you're doing like a classy birthday dinner with your parents, maybe you do something else with that friend for your birthday.
Yeah, I see both sides.
Yeah.
Because there are, it's just a thing that some people do. You always make things sexual in a way that makes everyone around you uncomfortable. And I don't want to have that.
Like, yeah, I think that that's kind of what she was saying, that he was like, he had like hypersexual conversations in ways that she felt like were inappropriate. She says she had a dinner with his parents where James told his dad that every man is a little bit gay and that he was talking about sucking dick and cock.
Well,
in front of his
I mean,
parents.
If that's, but you know, like, that's you can't really parents. Say anything. Yeah, that's
I'm fine. Like, you know, his mom's in the comments. I'm like, I guess whatever, but.
He's making, listen, if I had a gay son and he's a millionaire and I don't got to work no more, he can talk about
yeah, sucking cock. Yeah, he can cock. But anyway, she basically, there's kind of like a section of the video where she talks about him just being like a sexually inappropriate person. As part of all these controversies, she also has a line that truly rocked me to my core as like an offhanded line that I had to like stop the video and be like, well, now I need to know more about this. She goes, I supported him even though no one wanted to work with him because of his Ebola scandal. I was like,
I mean,
okay,
you just already know that it's racist, Elise.
Oh, and that is exactly where we're going. But I was like, okay, well, now I absolutely have to pause the video and figure out, Google James Charles Ebola scandal to figure out what this is. And it is that he tweeted, it's supposed to look like a conversation. And the first line is, I can't believe we're going to Africa today. Oh my God, what if we get Ebola? And then the response is, James, we're fine. We could have gotten it at Chipotle last year. Which is actually mixing up Ebola and E. coli. He was confused.
I mean, to be fair, the B and the A, the B and the C.
You know, it was racist. That so oh, it was racist.
I know that it was racist.
It was racist and but also confused.
Confusing Ebola and coli. I'm like
that. I get.
That I get. I mean,
I'm
don't
not a
get.
Doctor.
I don't get it. But I. They're also two different diseases.
Yeah, they're very different.
Because there's E. coli and Salmonella. I confuse those. E. coli you can get through beef, Salmonella through chicken.
Wow. And that's just a PSA. Because I actually didn't even
know that.
I didn't know that was one of the differences.
Confused, but
we're not doctors.
But also, is it knowledge or is it admirable to fuck with someone after they have such a publicly racist scandal?
I mean, that's the thing, is that it is one of those questions where it's like, okay, you don't care about him doing all this stuff until he posts the sugar bear. like the line is that he posted sugar bear hair, not that he said any of this or that he was.
She was keeping it all like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I fucking hate people like that. And it's like, if you didn't like him saying that shit in front of your mom, you should have said something there.
Yeah.
If you didn't like him hitting on the street waiters, but she kept it all inside until sugar
until bear. Bi-sister.
Until bi-sister.
And to release. In by sister
great tea though.
I mean, it is great tea. She says, she also says that she doesn't buy that Sugar Bear Hair just happened to be there with passes in hand to help him with the security situation, because that's strange. Like, what do you mean?
If a brand does you a favor, you don't have to post for them.
Like, yeah. And also, I don't know, it is a weird story and we'll get more to it later. But it is strange to be like, I was surrounded by a mob and Sugar Bear Hair was there with a contract. And they said, we'll save you if you post a story.
Oh, that's like, what he says happened?
He kind of says that basically, like, he was in, he didn't have the right passes for Coachella. I think this is the story. I'm kind of, it's kind of confusing that he was at Coachella, but he was not maybe in the like necessarily like VIP area that he needed to be, and people were surrounding him, and Sugar Bear Hair offered him a like their higher security passes, I guess, in exchange for posting the Sugar Bear Hair story.
Interesting.
Apparently.
I thought that he was in a tight situation. They're like, do you want to come in our tent or here's this pass?
That's
and
what
then
I'm all,
and I, then he's like, oh, thank you. And then like posted the thing. But yeah, like,
We'll go deeper into the receipts on that situation more, but it's strange. It's strange.
Because if a brands do people favors all the time and it's up to you, like Kareem was saying, like in his episode about how he's having a baby and he reached out to all these brands, it's like, it's up to the creator. If you offer me something, it's up to me if I want to post.
And that is a lot. That is honestly a section of Bi Sister of what she says in general. I mean, it makes perfect sense why Sugar Bear Hair would want James Charles posting them, because again, they want like these super viral people and he has an enormous number of followers. So I get why they would do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're just going to watch a little bit of her concluding thoughts from Bi Sister.
You should have walked away. You should have held on to your integrity. You're a phony. I know that now. I know that you're easily bought, that a good time is more important to you than your integrity. And if everybody's like, oh, come on, a 10-second ad, it means nothing. If it meant nothing, they would have just said, have the security and safety. Don't worry about us. But no, there was a negotiation and a, I do this and you do that, because there's value there. So when you think about the millions that he has on Instagram, that swipe up, that call to action, him saying that he's had anxiety and this has helped him sleep, which no, he didn't say it was an anxiety pill, but I think alluding to that, to children with a vitamin that looks like a gummy bear that tastes like candy, like my mind is freaking blown, you guys, because I don't think marketing sleep pills to children is like a good idea at all. I would never do that ever in a million years. Bad role modeling. I really believe that as we evolve, whether it's cosmetics, technology, nutraceuticals, you know, everybody's always going to try and improve what once was. So for me with Halo, what I am really trying to do is improve something that already existed. Yes.
Okay. Now she just starts promoting her gummy. I'm like, what is that? Okay. Now it's just like, she's like, this is my gummy. So that's the vibe of Bi Sister. Bi Sister obviously goes crazy viral immediately. The allegations are considered explosive. Okay. Again, people already also don't really like James Charles because he said racist. Yeah. He's had a fucking Ebola scandal. He's like, so, you know, someone who the internet kind of loves to hate in general, but also has these, he has his sisters who are like, he has ravenous stans. This goes crazy. James's first response is also posted on May 10th. It is just titled Tati. This video is only 8 minutes long. This is like the shortest video of all of the stuff, because I think
still
this,
crazy.
I know, but I think this was like damage control video because shit was getting crazy. So this is from Elle Magazine.
Elle Magazine.
I know. I was
not Elle Magazine.
I was looking through so many like timelines and like BuzzFeed's original stuff. Like researching this was so fucking crazy, you guys. So from Elle, James posted a since deleted video in response to Tati's. Significantly shorter at 8 minutes. It reached over 33 million views.
That's crazy.
He says in it, to Tati and James Westbrook, I am so sorry for everything that is going on and everything I've put you through over the past few weeks. A lot of time when I've had to address things in the past, I've acted out of impulse and I've gone off and tried to pull receipts or facts or screenshots and play the victim. And I'm not doing that today. I'm not. That is all I have to say. I'm sorry. And as for the claims that he took advantage of men, James has a pretty vague explanation. Boys have been a topic that I've always talked about on my social media journey, and it's a topic that I wish I haven't. I've been involved in a lot of unique and strange situations that have left people confused and upset, and I've learned the hard way about boys that I'm interested in and ones I should or shouldn't be talking to. So that's his original response.
Hmm.
Does not help him. Doesn't do anything good for him.
Really nuanced.
Doesn't do anything good for him. Whatever. People are mad at James Charles.
Yeah.
May 12th, 2019. Trigger warning. Jeffree Star gets involved.
Oh my God. What the fuck does he want?
So Jeffree Star then posts a now deleted tweet where he called James a danger to society. Which is funny coming from someone who tased people.
Tased someone for not fucking them. Yeah.
And he like calls him a predator, says that everything Tati said is 100% true. I'm like, you have tased. Like
you have tased.
Like I just, it's so crazy for Jeffree Star to get involved. But Jeffree Star does get involved. Jeffree Star will come back up. In the days following Bi Sister, Tati gains 4 million subscribers and James loses 3 million.
Wow.
James also starts to lose super high profile followers like the Kardashian Jenners, Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus. Everybody's unfollowing James Charles.
Wow.
So that brings us. Oh, there was even a ticker that followed their subscriber counts like automatically online that you could like watch and watch him like losing and her gaining in like real time. Someone made some kind of website to do that. That's how crazy this got.
Yeah.
Then. May 15th, 2019, my birthday. Everyone is celebrating my 29th birthday.
Oh my God.
On that day, another, I think, makeup YouTuber, but just famous person in general. I've definitely heard their name, Nikita Dragon.
Yeah, I've heard her.
Nikita Dragon posts on Twitter some tweets that supposedly show that James Charles is telling the truth about being in the unsafe situation at Coachella. So Nikita Dragon posts, heard a situation needs some clarification, side eye emoji. My friend was in an emergency and texted me in the moment. Unfortunately, since Dragon Beauty used all of our marketing budget on the fantasy, and fantasy is in like cursive text.
Okay.
I connected him with Sugar Bear. Nothing shady. And then you can see James Charles texting. You can only see the top. I could only find screenshots of the tweet, so you can't like see exactly everything. But it's basically James Charles says something that's cut off, and then have any extra artist passes for this weekend. And that all story. So clearly he's talking about Sugar Bear in some way. I'm in VIP and getting attacked. Need help. LOL. Yeah, of course. Two sex. That's Nikita Dragon. TY so much. Back. They said yes. Can I give them your number? OMG. So this is, I guess, Nikita Dragon connecting him to Sugar Bear. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, like, I'm in an unsafe situation. But it seems like the first text is him proposing it to Nikita Dragon and saying, like, hey, I have this situation. Can you put me in touch with Sugar Bear Hair and tell them I'll post? Like, it does seem like it's initiated by him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another set of texts from other people that are chatting. I don't know who these other people are, but in it, Nikita Dragon tells this group chat, second of all, I just got the longest, craziest text from James begging me to ask if you guys could get him an artist pass because he's being attacked. So I guess he's talking to Sugar Bear Hair.
Mm. So he was the one that was him.
Yeah, it wasn't like Sugar Bear Hair found him, but he was saying at the time, I need to get, I guess, whatever security passes. Can you see if Sugar Bear Hair will get them for me?
Yeah.
But, okay, so there we go. These texts kind of backfire because, again, like we just discussed, they only like add to skepticism. Like, they don't actually prove the case. I mean, it proves that he's been consistent in saying this is why he needed the passes from Sugar Bear Hair, but it also seems like
the allegation was that he is not a traitor, but you know,
yeah, that he was disloyal to Tati.
He was disloyal. And yeah, that's even worse, actually.
I know, like, the vibe that I kind of get is that he's at Coachella, he's 20, he sees something that's going on at the Sugar Bear Hair tent or what the Sugar Bear Hair people have, he's fucking pissed that he can't go to that area. He's like, this is annoying, I'm so famous, I should be at the Sugar Bear Hair party, and I'm not. And then is kind of like, you know, maybe was at a place where he's like, I'm being mobbed, fuck it, I'll text the Sugar Bear Hair people. I don't think it was like I'm going to betray her, but I think he was like,
I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, I'm going to do what I want. Yeah.
I don't care about my actions. Like, I'm not thinking in the long term of like, what is this going to do to someone? Like, as somebody who, you know, to like, not advocate for Tati, but like, as someone who's in the industry, it's fucking invaluable to have somebody, a manager, look over things and make sure you're not getting screwed and tell you what to do next. Like, that is an invaluable thing.
No, you're
like,
so right.
And like, the short it's just the short-sightedness of like, am I gonna fuck up this longer term? We complain all the time. I complain all the time about people I don't fucking like. But if I publicly said this or that or did something, like, it will, it's in the long term, fuck me up. It's very short-sighted. Like,
yeah, I think
I want something now, but it's not thinking about like, oh, but next time I have a contract, this guy's not going
to
look at it.
Yeah, and how does it make me look to do that? Like, my public reputation, obviously this went crazy, but yeah, I think it was a very short-sighted thing. Again, like I said, Sugar Bear Hair had a lot of influencer cultural cachet at that point.
Yeah.
And I think that he initially didn't work with them and then got to Coachella and was annoyed that he wasn't one of the Sugar Bear Hair influencers and found a reason to reach out to them. That's personally what I think is happening. May 17th, 2019, Tati posts another now deleted video that is also, I think, 40 minutes long. where she says, I do really want the hate to stop. I want the picking sides and the abusive memes and the language.
Not abusive memes.
I really hope both sides, it can stop. I don't want you guys to subscribe. I don't want you guys to feel bad for me. I don't want you to feel sorry for me. This is not about me. I don't need Team Tati. I don't need any of that. So I do get the vibe that she's being very like holier than thou in this moment. She's like, guys, please don't. Please stop the abusive memes.
Yeah, because she made her point and she already wanted to be vindicated or whatever.
And public sentiment swung hugely in her favor. And then she announces a hiatus from making more videos, which she'll do a couple times. Mm-hmm. May 18th, 2019. James posts a 40-minute YouTube video.
Oh, my God.
Titled, No More Lies. So in this video, he goes point for point with everything Tati has to say. And he does, in the parlance of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, have receipts, timeline, screenshots, all of it.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to summarize this video. He basically tries to, he says that he didn't intentionally betray Tati and her husband. And that he told them, he clarifies that, like, he did tell them about the Sugar Bear Hair sponsorship before it went public. I guess he had already filmed it, but it was before it went public. And he shared messages showing that he had kept in touch with them and, like, not intentionally betrayed them, basically. Then he posts more screenshots showing DMs and texts about the Sugar Bear Hair Coachella situation that are, like, a little... They basically just, again, still just back up this idea that he reached out to them to help him with security.
Yeah.
Which
it was
I
never
just don't
doubted.
Understand.
Yeah.
He then clarified it wasn't a long-term partnership or meant to harm Tati's company. Then he refutes the waiter story and the grooming allegations. And I think that's the part I'm going to play just because I feel like you should hear his heart, whatever. He does start it by saying, first of all, I'm a 19-year-old virgin. And I was like, that rules.
Yeah, go off. I'm locked in.
Like, any story that starts with, first of all, I'm a 19-year-old virgin, I'm going to be like,
in. Yeah, well. I mean.
In Tati's video, she mentioned that she was disgusted and had to apologize to her family for me apparently saying things that I wanted to do to a waiter and then justifying those actions by saying, I am a celebrity. Okay, this literally did not happen. What did happen is that me, Jeffrey, Nate, and my best friend Drew all flew to Seattle to surprise Tati for her birthday on February 14th. That night, we went out to dinner with Tati and James and her whole family and were in a restaurant. There was a cute boy across the restaurant that I kept making eye contact with and that I was interested in. And the conversation of dating for me and Jeffrey both came up at the dinner table and we were talking about it for a very, very short period of time. The conversation never got inappropriate. Period. The boy that was involved with the story is named Sam. Now, when I originally wanted to do this video addressing everything, I did plan on crossing his name and keeping him completely private, but he has since come out and made a video of his own talking about the situation.
Not
just like Tati
Sam
leaving out many, many details. But in his video and in the screenshots that I have, Sam mentioned that he was perfectly fine and found the flirting that I was doing flattering. So I'm not really sure why this turned into something
cut
much
before
bigger,
flattering
but
is
it
telling.
Simply was not.
And he was looking at me later on that night. He started talking to the other.
There's someone behind
about me
him.
Asking me if I had a Valentine. This was on Valentine's Day, where he especially thought that I was very attractive and he wanted to get my phone number and all that. But the wait staff at my restaurant didn't let that happen. He left and it kind of just went untalked about.
Okay, so basically he goes on to say, and it is clarified in the videos because, yes, the waiter, Sam.
Looks exactly like James Charles.
So the waiter, Sam, did make a video of his own. And James Charles does go on to say, like, this guy was bi. And I have, like, a consensual relationship with him. And
oh,
he,
really?
Like, yeah.
Wait, I thought that the guy was, like, I wasn't interested and it left it at that.
They, like, didn't connect at that dinner. But then they do end up meeting and the guy is bi. And he says they had a relationship as like a bi guy and a gay guy. And then I guess James Charles is like, and then he wasn't sure if he was gay, like, or if he was like fully gay, whatever. There's a whole drama there. But either way, the big thing is that he does show with screenshots and also using this other guy's video that the way that it was presented by Tati Westbrook was not accurate to what his relationship with the guy was. And he kind of ended up dating the waiter and like they hooked up a couple times that they had a little bit of a relationship. So it's not like he was trying to fuck this straight waiter and force this straight waiter and it was uncomfortable. But like, that's not actually what occurred. So that's kind of the big headline, mm-hmm. I think, takeaway. And also, like, he does have a lot of texts, all of this stuff. The video flips public sentiment completely in favor of James.
Oh, wow.
So support for James really, really grows because, okay, there's a bunch of different conversations. You know how, I mean, this conversation comes up all the time, but it starts a, like, we're too quick to cancel people conversation.
Yeah.
It starts a how YouTubers monetize stuff conversation. And then it also starts a conversation about how gay men get portrayed as predators and how like Tati kind of led into that with the stuff that she was saying about him. He also, I will say, in James's video, what I didn't play is he has a longer segment where he talks about just like being like, you know, I came up and came out basically online and like I've had to learn about being gay, like in front of a really large audience. And I'm not romantically experienced because I haven't really had boyfriends and I have, you know, stuff that I actually really understood.
I was James going to like high school?
Well, he had the senior portrait thing, but I don't
like,
know.
He wasn't going to college, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of experience or like those formative years that you are supposed to have where you can interact with people with your age. I feel like he's missing.
And have romantic relationships and stuff. And so he kind of like spoke to being like, yeah, I'm like inexperienced. I don't know what to do, blah, blah. I felt like that was a very like humanizing part of the video. I will note that James Charles has faced grooming allegations since all of this went down.
Yeah, that's like a thing about.
So in 2021, a 16-year-old boy posted a TikTok saying James Charles sent him nude photos and sexted him.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then this was followed by allegations in March of 2021 by other boys. And then in April of 2021, Charles posted a 14-minute long video titled Holding Myself Accountable.
Not like it's straight guys too.
I think that was the original part of it. I'm not sure if that's involved in this. The big headline of this like other thing is that the boys are minors. You know, they're like 16, 17.
The allegations I've seen were like
that he likes straight guys too, or like doesn't, not just that he likes straight guys, but that he like
he's I'll suck your dick or whatever.
Yeah,
or
like gets DMs. Sexually aggressive with them.
I
have heard that is definitely like an aspect of this. Basically, and he says in the video that he sent sexually explicit messages to two different people, both of them under the age of 18, but he says he didn't know they were under the age of 18. So kind of the classic thing. People start criticizing Tati and saying that she like exaggerated, misrepresented the situation, and that because James had all of these like direct messages and screenshots and she didn't, people swung to his kind of side.
I think two things could be true. I mean, I don't know. I think like he could have been not aggressive sexually, but like it's just annoying for, you know, you're at a family dinner and someone's trying to like get play. That's a moment when I'm annoyed. Like you're taking my birthday thing and you're using it to pick up guys. Like that's weird. And then the other side is they had a relationship, whatever, and James doesn't get to like meet guys his age that are whatever. So it's like,
yeah, that's the thing is like whatever happened at the dinner, like if he was being sexually explicit in some way at the dinner, I totally agree. It's like that is fucking annoying. She did choose to bring pretty intense stuff to that video, which like, yeah, you know, if you go in this video and you say he sexually harasses waiters and he does all of this stuff, that you're taking the drama to a different place now.
And it's also like, what does it have to do with
your the sugar bear hair? What does it have to do with the sugar bear hair? So basically the tide of public opinion shifts after this video and people start being like, Tati overblew this situation. And then they also start being like Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson, who's going to come
Jesus
up again.
Christ.
They're like all these other drama influencers were stirring the pot and like people were too harsh to James Charles, etc. So then Tati starts losing followers. She loses a million subscribers and she loses eligibility for YouTube's Diamond Creator Award, which I don't understand why.
I guess you need like to be 10 million. For example.
Maybe she that's so. Yeah, that's probably it. Is that she like couldn't get it anymore?
Yeah. YouTube does like plaques. You know, when you hit gold or platinum or diamond, you get a plaque.
Yeah.
YouTube does that because you could see it in the background in documentaries or whatever. People have plaques.
Like, you're so right that that's what it was. I was like, wait, so she was like nominated for an award and didn't get it? No, you're so right. That's exactly what it was. So she lost. She starts losing subscribers. Then she posts these tweets on May 18th. I've left town on a digital break to heal and pray for healing on all sides. My family made me aware of what was just posted, and I'm disappointed to see it littered with so many lies and half-truths. I stand by my videos. Do not twist my words into what they are not. Hear the message. I'm working on not reacting out of anger and working through patience for what is the right thing to do. I remind you all, as I remind myself, to do what you can to lead with kindness. So that's her response on the 18th.
What is she saying?
Again, she's word salad.
Yes.
Except for honestly in By Sister, where she does.
Yeah, same.
But she's very long-winded. So that is the 18th. Then on June 3rd, Tati deletes all videos related to the feud. So that's why they're gone now. And posts a video titled, I'm Back. And it's just like a regular makeup tutorial. Okay. So all the comments are like, what? Why are you pretending that nothing happened? Then June 18th, so 1 month after No More Lies, James returns. A month after everything went down, this is from Elle, James posted his first video after the Tati Westbrook feud. He gave an update on what his life had been outside of YouTube and announced he's going to begin posting regularly again with more awareness about his social media obsession. It got to a point where it was incredibly toxic for me and my mental health. And after everything that went on social media, I just needed some time to detox and slow it down. This became the number one trending video on YouTube. So basically, like, I think the big thing that happened with the discourse is it shifted to be like, maybe I think we went too hard on James Charles for this. Because I think so many people were making videos. So many people were talking about it. It became so, so viral that it was that thing where people kind of got to a place of like, he was so demonized. Maybe we took it too far, mm-hmm. I think, was an idea that was going around. Was that the internet had harassed him in a way that was like completely unacceptable.
Yeah, disproportionate to the crime.
Yes, of the sugar bear. Because we do have to always repeat that this is all sugar because of one Instagram story promoting sugar bear hair.
At Coachella. That is a big deal, yeah.
I mean, it's a big story, but it is just funny that it's like it really got huge.
And in the like reality show perspective of it all, when there is a big event, it's like the highest time when people want to see your stories, to see your perspective of this event that they're not at.
And I bet
not everyone can go to Coachella.
And like, again, and if 2019 was such a peak of this like Instagram influencer world and like the swipe up. I mean, you're right to say like it was worth a lot of money, that story.
Yeah.
So then the drama keeps going dormant and then it'll pop back up in little ways all the way through January of 2020. During this time, I would say that like Tati is not talking about it at all. Mm-hmm. James Charles will like do interviews about it and stuff and be like, the social media drama really hurt me. It was so toxic. Like he does that. He kind of will talk to people in this way of being like, yeah, that's how I got through that situation, which was so crazy because everyone was so mean to me. Like he's kind of able to do that, mm-hmm. go on that route. Tati launches Tati Beauty, which would then get shuttered like a year and a half later during this time. And on January 3rd, 2020, James posts an ad for Coachella. So it's like Coachella had just like announced its lineup for the upcoming year, I think. And he says,
so a year later.
Yeah, basically. This is about to be the best Coachella yet. No boys or vitamins, just good music, outfits, photos, and memories. Let's go. So he will engage with discourse about it still because as it stands in that moment, it's in his favor. Mm-hmm. She doesn't say shit. Until June 3rd, 2020, Tati posts another now deleted 40-minute long YouTube video called Breaking My Silence.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I thought this was going to wrap up.
I'm so glad.
No, I literally we're sitting here and you're talking and I'm like, I'm going to order lunch. And I ordered lunch.
Well, the tablet's at 5%. So I'm going to go through this.
Okay.
Really?
Not 5%. We're starting about 20.
I know.
I should have charged it.
Whatever,
before
it's
got
fine.
Here.
So basically, she She uses this video to say, to express regret over Bi Sister. She kind of 180s. She's like, I never should have made Bi Sister.
She went too hard.
Yeah, she says it caused unnecessary harm to James Charles. She says she handled things privately instead of making a public statement. Mm-hmm. And then she claims that Shame Dawson and Jeffree Star manipulated her into believing that James was a danger to others. Wow. And according to Tati, they fed her false information about James, which contributed to her decision to make Bi Sister. She then alleges that Shane and Jeffree had been planning to bring James Charles down for years and encouraged her to speak out. And she says that they were bitterly jealous of James's success and conspired to cancel him.
I believe that. Knowing what I know about them, I 100% believe.
I certainly believe that. You're 36 years old.
Yeah.
You cannot let these two other doofuses convince you to make a 40-minute long, like,
yeah, but it's also like, but these are like, this is the same thing that I'm going to say about Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. Uh-huh. This is what I'm saying about Justin Baldoni. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, you're like, why are you crying at an interview? Why are you like getting so much theater kid?
Yeah.
A theater kid. Justin Baldoni, why are you talking about Blake Lively's dead dad artist, like fucking weird actor guy? Tati Westbrook, YouTube brain.
Yeah.
YouTube brain. They don't process. Everything must be processed with an MP4.
Yeah.
Not with a therapist.
Like, these are two of the most, like, demonic figures.
Oh, and you're gonna listen to them?
And you're going to let them make a video that you don't actually believe about a 20-year-old that you know? Like, again,
there's
I'm
cult
just,
dogs. People do crazy stuff.
Nexium,
all that. They were kissing that guy in his mouth and playing volleyball.
Okay, so this is just a quote from the video. Back in 2019, Jeffree started talking a lot more crap about James Charles than usual. It seemed that doing so had become his biggest obsession. It started with him telling me right before filming our collab together for James Charles's channel that James Charles actually didn't want me there and that he wanted Nikki tutorials instead. But then Jeffree said he had my back. Things further escalated at my birthday. Every time James Charles's back was turned, I don't know why she always uses his full name. Jeffree would tell me that James Charles was out of control.
Of course, Jeffree. Jeffree's just so jealous.
Someone who tased. That guy's out of control. I'm sorry. I just can't, like,
tase the homeless guy for not fucking you. Jeffree is 100% jealous of James Charles.
Absolutely.
Got, you know, is the new hot thing now.
Yeah.
Taking over. But the thing is, then lean into the scary, Jeff.
I mean, it's very Evil Queen Snow White vibes where it's like, this new one will not come up beneath me. I'm going to take her down.
Yeah, but it's not even, because the evil Snow White or the evil stepmother, she did the shit herself and called her out herself. Jeffree's evil stepmothering, but to someone
he's getting
else.
It to, yeah.
So it's more like Othello.
Yeah. You're so right.
Where it's Othello, with the Shakespeare. Hate your ass friend telling everybody. Hey, they don't like you.
Okay, wow. The two poles of references that you can get here.
Yeah, I know.
Really beautiful. So he even texted me and called me the following morning to apologize for James Charles's behavior and how embarrassed he was for me. As the weeks went by, every time I saw or spoke with Jeffree, it seemed to me that James was all he wanted to talk about. He said that James Charles was a monster with many victims. Again,
wow.
Jeffree Star saying this is crazy. And then she said in one final batch of accusations, courtesy of Jeffree and Shane, that is what, like, basically there was like, they went to her and they were like, he does all this bad stuff and he's a groomer and all this stuff. And that was what made her make Bi Sister. She says, I was following my heart, but I listened to the wrong people. She apologized to James Charles, expressed concerns about the beauty community and drama. You know, she's like, there's too much drama. She claimed that she feared for her safety and that she suggested Jeffree and Shane were powerful figures capable of ruining reputations. So she was like, they're going to come for me, basically. Public response to this is she does get sympathy that she was manipulated by Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson. Because, I mean, again, no, like,
they're evil. Yeah.
They're horrible people.
Yeah.
However, others were like, but you're also not taking full accountability. And like basically the conversation we just had is what the internet says. They're like, well, yeah, those are two really bad people. They suck, but also you're a grown adult. You should be able to parse through why people are doing and saying things to you. Shane Dawson later reacted to the video on Instagram Live and called Tati a liar, which only fueled more controversy. Also,
oh, did it?
Ultimately, breaking my silence reframed. Also, I can't even believe I haven't said this. A lot of people called this Dramageddon 2.0.
Online. Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Yeah. So it reframed the narrative, shifting more blame onto Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson while attempting to repair Tati's relationship with James Charles. James Charles responded that day with a tweet that said, "Love you guys." And that is the story of James Charles.
Wow.
And Tati Westbrook.
Wait, so what happened? Are they friends now?
I don't think they're friends, but I think the beef is considered squash. I don't think they interact either.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, because Jeffree Star moved to like Wyoming or some shit.
I'm sorry to the people of Wyoming.
Sorry to Wyoming.
It's crazy how much happened and how viral this was and how much discoursed around this.
But to me, I was just like, I just got memories of this. I don't really even know. I knew some outlines, but I didn't know all this shit. And I didn't know that she said it was Shane and Jeffree later.
Same. I knew that this had happened. I knew that these two people had fought, that it was a big deal. And I knew what James Charles looked like. I don't think I would have known Tati Westbrook walking down the street, though now I know her face anywhere. I watched all those fucking
videos. She does know how to do makeup.
Her makeup looks great. Her makeup looks great. James Charles' makeup looks great.
James Charles' makeup does look great.
But again, like you said, he's remained extremely famous online. Yeah. I don't think she's on the same level, though, as clearly she's not on the same level, just follower count, but the follower count she has, she's doing just fine.
She's doing fine, and I just feel like James is always in the zeitgeist for some kind of controversy.
Yeah, well, again, because, yeah, he did have a controversy again for grooming. So he's remained a controversial figure, even though it seems like he came out on top in this. Because the last word on it was her being like, I shouldn't have made the video, and Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson made me do it. So that, I would say...
Even if they didn't, I would believe her.
But. Yeah. So I'm like, he came out on top from that one. He won. He got the W on this.
Well.
But does he get the W from you, Millie? That'll be my final question, and then we'll go.
I mean, I don't. He was still shady. Like, I'm not saying he deserved a 40-minute thing, but he wasn't acting, you know, with the best intentions or whatever. He did kind of apologize for it, so it should have been squashed. But also, it's like, you got to manage your expectations with these people. But also, if I was Tati, I'd be really fucking pissed that my husband is giving you free advice and you pull some shit like that with me and you lie about it. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, I agree with your final sentiment. I think interpersonally, I totally get why she would be pissed because, like you said, even though it is funny to be like, it's Oliver's Sugar Bear Hair story, it's a very valuable story.
Yeah.
I think that, I think
that was at least $50,000, if not $100,000.
Yeah.
Because James Charles had millions of followers on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a very, very valuable thing that he told her he wouldn't do for her, but did for them for these passes. That's
and
one
for
thing.
Passes, not even money either.
Yeah. That's the one. That's the thing that would piss me off. But I struggle with her. I struggle with her.
Yeah. Okay. It's tough. It's this YouTube brain, you know, URL brain, you know, and like,
I know
this is not how like normal human beings are supposed to like work through conflict resolution, but this is the age that we live in.
Yeah. It's
so maybe you disagree with the methods, but that's just how these group of people handles things is that it's all like 80 million videos.
And I will say, and I honestly don't think that anyone listening to this will need this advice, and I actually hope that you don't. But if Jeffree Star is telling you to do something or...
Do the opposite.
Definitely. Honestly, do the opposite. definitely double check your instincts on that. And if the other person also telling you to do that is Shane Dawson, I would say,
had to publicly say, I did not fuck my cat.
Yeah. In case anyone's unclear, we talk about Shane Dawson in the Francesca Ramsey episode. Yeah. And he is the one who had to say, I did not fuck my cat.
Yeah.
So these are just things where it's like, listen, consider the source.
Yeah.
Maybe before making 3 40-minute-long YouTube videos.
3 40-minute-long YouTube videos. That's 1 hour and 20 minutes. That's a feature-length film, baby.
That is a feature-length film. It is. But I get why she was mad about the sugar bear hair.
I would be pissed.
I get why she was mad about the sugar bear hair. And I don't buy that he was just simply, like, unsafe. Like, I'm just like, how unsafe were you at Coachella?
I could, listen. The max I would be pissed, the max I would give it is 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Not 120.
Yeah, I agree.
But
I agree. And
in TikTok, it would have been, this would be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Depending.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she'd just 50 parts.
No.
All right, guys. That is the much anticipated episode. Let us know your thoughts. We'll be back in the free feed on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And here next weekend.
With a very special guest.
With a very special guest, as always. Yeah. We love our very special guests. And until next time,
go touch grass.
I told you that shit was crazy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hi, I'm Caleb Heron, host of the So True Podcast, now on HeadGum. Every week, me and my guests get into it, and we get down to what's really going on. I ask them what's so true to them, how they got to where they are in life, a bunch of other questions, and we also may or may not test their general trivia knowledge. Whether it's one of my sworn enemies, like Brittany Broski or Drew Afualo, or my actual biological mother, Kelly, my guests and I are just after the truth. And if we find it, great, and if not, no worries. So subscribe to So True on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and watch video episodes on the So True with Caleb Heron YouTube channel. New episodes drop every Thursday. Love ya.
Hey, it's Nicole Byer here. Let me ask you something. Are you tired of endless swiping on dating apps? Fed up with awkward first dates and disappointing hookups? Girl, same. Welcome to Why Won't You Date Me, the podcast where I figure out love and how to suck less at dating. Each week, I get real with comedians, friends, and celebrities about their love lives. We swap dating horror stories, awkward hookups, and dive into the messy and wonderful world of relationships. I've chatted with amazing guests like Conan O'Brien, Whitney Cummings, Sarah Silverman, Trixie Mattel, Tiffany Haddish, and so many more. So whether you're single, mingling, or booed up, there's something in it for everyone. Tune into Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer, and discover insights that might just save you from your next dating disaster. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And catch full video episodes on YouTube. New episodes drop every Friday.